Welcome to the Covert Swarm podcast. Stories, news, and opinions from the world of offensive cybersecurity delivered straight to your ears every month.
Hello, and welcome to the Covert Swarm podcast. My name is Ellie Lancaster, and I am one of the newest members of the Covert Swarm team. I've joined the company in the last few weeks as the new head of people and culture. And today I am at SwarmCon number 7. It's quite exciting. We're here at Bletchley Park and we've got the whole team in from all across the globe to hear all these amazing talks around what we've been doing and also to get together at BrewDog, which you'll hear more about later. Bletchley Park is the home of the World War II Codebreakers. It was very top secret in its time, but now it's a very popular location for people to come for tours. You see lots of school trips, and it's got a whole host of history, which the Covert Swarm team are going to be finding more about later on today when we take the grand tour, once we've finished all of our talks and presentations. I'm going to take you around some of our team to tell you more about what we've been doing at SwarmCon number 7, so you can find out some of the highlights. And we're also going to BrewDog this evening, where we will be drinking lots of beers and buckets of wings. Okay, Anders, we're outside of the auditorium at SwarmCon number 7. How are you finding the day?
Well, I'm a bit blown away, first of all. It's the 7th SwarmCon, and I've been talking to... Well, I think we've got about 40-odd of our 50-odd size team now here. And I was reminiscing about first SwarmCon, and we all fitted in a single Uber.
Oh, God.
I know, that's... And now where do we find ourselves? We are at?
We are at Bletchley Park. It's taken lots of carpooling.
Yes.
A few taxis. But we've got everyone here, which is brilliant. And it's a hell of a location. I'm just staring at the building now and thinking back to World War II, when there would have been a variety of different people walking around. And it makes you flash back to think about 80 years ago that they were here solving those difficult problems, and we're here today
solving our own problems.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, although things have changed, we were sitting in the auditorium earlier and there was a presentation, and I did have that moment of, wow, if they only knew what was happening today, I think they'd be very proud. So, yeah.
I know the team's really energised about being here. If our listeners have been at SwarmCon 6, which was just before Christmas, so Christmas of 2023, we hired a BrewDog in London, and we hired it for about 25 people, which is about, I think, as big as we were at the time. And then by the time we got there, we've grown hugely. And whilst we had an amazing time, and we're big fans of it, we had to grow up. And I think this is just an amazing milestone, really, for us as a business. But also, not just that, but having you here, right? So have you gone yet into who you are or what you do?
I haven't, no. So I'm probably one of the newest, freshest faces amongst the team. So I'm the new head of people and culture, and I'm super excited to get started. Although, as I keep saying, there's a very high bar, because you guys have done such a great job of making the culture fabulous here and building a wonderfully talented team. It's great to be at my very first SwarmCon. Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, I have really enjoyed the presentations. I thought they were all going to go over my head and they would be really in detail and very technical, but I've come away feeling educated, and I've been shocked and surprised and really impressed with the quality of the presentations from the team. Obviously everyone gets up in an auditorium, and it's daunting with like 40-50 people staring at you, but everybody who's got up there has done a fabulous job of presenting, and it's great. I've learned a lot, and I was really impressed with our academy who did their presentation. I couldn't get over the three of them. You could tell there were some nerves, but they absolutely smashed it. Their presentation was funny, educational, and I walked away being very honestly shocked at the things that they can already figure out.
Yeah, I was amazed. I think so Covert Swarm, for those of you listening that maybe aren't familiar with our academy, we launched an academy late last year. It's part of our mission, really, and our vision to give back to the community and change the ability for cyber companies to hire really diversely, you know, do away with perhaps the barriers to entry that I'm sure technology as a general kind of discipline tends to put up. And we found just three incredible candidates who, in 4 months, just about, today, as you say, just have stood in front of the swarm and educated us all at a level about OSINT, so open source intelligence gathering, and how that can be used to compromise our clients in such a way that, you know, Neil, our FD, came up to me afterwards and was just like, I've just learned something. And, you know, you don't have to be a technologist to see what, you know, the physical and the social sides of what our swarm can deliver is capable of doing. So, yeah, I'm glad that one resonated for you. I think my favourite one, well, the one that really stuck, because it was a bit, I know you're laughing now, the one that really stuck for me was quite personal, because we had Ian Jackson, incredibly talented member of our swarm, and also I would consider him one of the kind of co-founders of the academy, do a presentation on the use of AI in voice phishing, or vishing as it's called, but having a live AI verbal conversation with an AI me, which was really uncanny.
It was hilariously funny, because he had some pre-records of both you and Luke, and I wouldn't have known the difference.
No.
And then when he did the live conversation with you, and you're sat at the back of the room, yeah, we know it's not you. It just makes you realise how fast the technology is accelerating, and it does make people who might think, oh, well, this doesn't mean anything to me, it suddenly makes you realise, oh, gosh, actually, I could be at risk, and there are ways that I could be fooled into not realising that I'm not speaking to a real person.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with his presentation, and, I think the sign-off from you on his Autobot saying love you was just the absolute
picture. That was odd. it made me giggle. I don't know, it's one of those phenomena where when you bring the swarm together, the thing that I find really happens in a really accelerated way is the storytelling. And I've just been walking around some of the breakout sessions here, and you know, we have some of our team here from Slovakia, from Dominican Republic, Argentina, Spain. But we've also got our sales force over from North America. And they're so excited to have heard about some of the breaches that we've been delivering since the last SwarmCon back at Christmas. And that's what I love about this business, is like every day, every Swarm member is helping us write another story or multiple stories in a day about how we've helped clients outpace their, you know, their genuine threats. And the live demo that Ian Jackson gave around AI, I think, is just the very... We're sort of glimpsing into the future, even now, with what's possible. And I had no idea until today that you could have a live conversation with a voice impersonating AI. So, you know, I've learned something new as well. And that's what I love about this. We're all learning all the time, which I guess goes back to kind of people and culture.
Yeah, right? Definitely. It's been really great to meet the team today. I've obviously only met most of the people in London, kind of just fleetingly, a handful of the leadership team, but most of the conversations I've had up until now have been on Teams with a few more of the team. And then today I've been trying to put faces to names and memorize everyone, and obviously try and sort of have a chat with those that have flown in from all over the globe, and appreciate that they're slightly jet lagged, but they're doing brilliantly well. The culture has been the huge appeal for me to come to the company, and I can feel it. Mm. It's there, and everybody has a passion for what they do, and everybody loves what they do and takes an interest. And it just makes my life a lot easier, to be honest, because I'm running with something that's already there, and it's exciting that everybody kind of wants to keep building on that.
Mm. No, I couldn't agree more. I think we're all going to be doing a tour later where we're going to be hearing the history about see Bletchley, which, you know, even I'm only discovering is fairly recent news. You know, that hasn't been sat upon many, many years after the war. But I don't think there could be a better home for the SwarmCon, certainly this one, you know, this where we brought who we consider to be like the world's most elite ethical hackers to a place which really did change the course of history.
Yeah,
what it achieved.
100%. I know we had the opportunity to have a look at the mansion yesterday, and we're obviously stood outside the auditorium right now, which was originally the old diesel hut where they used to fill up the cars and things like that. Okay. And they built the new part of the auditorium on the back, but they've kept the original structures. And we're obviously going to do a big tour later and find out more about which, we, as we turn around, there's these sort of old-fashioned single-story brick buildings in the midst of this beautiful spot of countryside. And beyond it, there's an old manor house that is where they hold some of their conferences, and there's a lovely lake, and hopefully we'll be able to take the team around and sort of appreciate some of that whilst understanding what actually happened 80 years ago.
So we're thinking to our next event, which is going to be DEF CON.
Yes.
And that's absolutely one where we're going to be handing the reins to you and to Louis, our Swarm director, who joined earlier this year. With what you've seen so far at this Swarm CON, like, what are the threads and the behaviours and the elements of our culture that you're spotting that you're thinking we absolutely have to roll that forwards into DEF CON in August, but then obviously into our next Swarm CON closer towards Christmas? Like, what are those little things for you?
So I've already had the opportunity to chat to some of the Swarm, and I've already heard about some of the things that they've got planned, and I don't want to share too much because I don't want spoilers, but yeah, the teams are working on their own little projects that will be sort of launched at DEF CON, but there's also some sort of taking what we did last year and making it bigger and better. I think there's some ideas to make Line CON really exciting and interactive and fun for everybody that's there. We want to be able to be really visible, so we'll probably all be wearing some form of t-shirt so you can spot us a mile
off.
One
time a year we're not covert.
Yeah, literally, it's the one time where we can be like, this is us, and we're proud and stand out. But also blend in, because everybody, I've heard great things. I've never been to DEF CON before, but I've heard about how it's so diverse, and there's a really sort of warm, welcoming culture that people will help each other. But even I went back through the podcasts to listen to the last DEF CON one, which was 16.5, because I was like, I need hints and tips. And I had a chat with Faith and Phoebe, who went to last year's.
Yeah. I think they loved it.
They did love it, but they put some hints and tips. And so I found Faith earlier today, and I said, thanks so much, because I needed the tips about wearing a hat and the sunscreen and moisturiser. But yeah, definitely, we've got lots of things. Last night, we were having a chat about putting together backpacks that were potentially kind of gamified and badges, and we'll have stickers, and I'm sort of thinking of a way to make myself sort of look slightly different, because I am not one of the Swarm, and even though I'm very much part of Covert Swarm, they know so much more than me, and I'm just embracing the fact that I get to learn so much. But I'm sort of slightly different. I'm the person that everyone gets to engage with for developing and joining the team. And I've heard some great stories just this week about people who've joined our team off the back of listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I've learned the same. It's amazing.
And it just blows my mind. It makes you realise that as we move forwards into sort of this more futuristic world, even my world of recruiting and hiring and looking for talent is changing every day. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, we're really excited that you are part of it. And even, I think this is day 10 for you, something like that.
My 10th day, 2 weeks. You
know, I've been talking to other members of the leadership team and some of our board that are here as well, and it already feels like you've been here for much longer than that, the impact you're already having, but also to see the ease at which you're just integrating with everybody and having, I think, really deep conversations, and clearly just learning a ton so far. So, yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled to have you on the team.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
What could be more effective at helping secure your organization than employing your worst nightmare to try and break in first? That's exactly what the team here at Cohort Swarm provides. Through a simple monthly subscription, we continuously deliver tailored cyber, social, and physical security attacks to organizations just like yours. Every month, we'll work with your team to uncover security vulnerabilities across your ever-changing attack surface that will lead to you being breached. We'll then raise the alarm and guide the remediation steps required to close the gaps before a genuine bad actor can exploit them. Constant security testing for your constantly changing attack surface.
So after our busy day at Bletchley Park, we have finished Swarm CON at the Brewdog, which is a regular occurrence. I'm stood outside with a gin in hand, and I'm with Phil, And you're one of our new Academy Hive yes. members, aren't you?
Yep.
And how long have you been with the Covert Swarm?
Coming up to 6 months next month, I believe. My first experience of Swarm Thon was my second day here.
Oh, wow. So you did the last one?
Yep.
How was that one in comparison?
Oh, it was crazy because we were in Brewdog and Waterloo and it was very loud. But again, great atmosphere, still all the same, and finishing off with great food and drink. But in comparison to today, for SwarmCon, it was an absolutely amazing location. Always, as again, Brewdog is always a great place to finish off to be able to have decent food and a good drink and everybody have a bit of a circle.
Nice. What would you say your highlight of today has been?
Oh, highlight of today? It's hard to pick one, really, because being, again, meeting up with everybody is always a massive benefit, especially everybody works remotely. But you can't really ask much more than for going, you know, for having a convention at the home of GCHQ. It's yeah. just such, it's steeped in rich history, and it's probably a really, it's probably like the perfect place for us to have our little company convention, especially in our industry, than to be able to be at Bletchley.
It was amazing, and I think the location was a definite plus.
Yeah.
I know from my perspective, I've already raved about your presentation that you did with the other Academy members.
Thank you very much.
I was really impressed. I learned a lot, so thank you for that.
Anytime.
I know the Academy's pretty new at Covert yes. Swarm, yeah. And I think you guys are the first intake, aren't you?
We are, yeah, we're the first three, yeah.
So how are you finding being the new member of the Academy?
I think you can't help but in yourself you kind of have a little bit of imposter syndrome, because the other two may have come from IT backgrounds, which it should be absolutely brilliant. I've come from a completely removed background, so it's been a gigantic learning curve. So you know, it has been a learning curve, but everybody has been brilliant. Everyone from the top down, they've been willing to help, they give you the time, they make you feel welcome. And being here, you're definitely not a number. You are a team member. Even if you've only just started learning, you're still a valuable team member, and they make you feel like that. That's good. It's just been brilliant, and it's nice to know that our experience is going on to be able to make. You know, the Academy is still going to be going on, but they've decided they want to expand and go further and take this Academy further. And to know that we were the guinea pigs, but the fact that our little thing is now growing.
Yeah.
And seeing how much drive that the Anders, Luke and everybody on the board have wanted to push into it has been amazing.
Good. You've set me up for my next question already. I know that you've obviously got a different background to everyone else, and you mentioned it in your presentation today. I didn't know that about you, so just for everybody on the podcast's benefit, can you tell me a little bit about your background and obviously how you've decided to come into cybersecurity?
Oh, that's right then. I've always been interested in cybersecurity, but it wasn't an easily accessible thing where I grew up. Especially back then, I've been in the working world for a long time now. And the only options back then were really to pick up a trade or, again, working locally, or to move away. And cybersecurity, even though it was still around, it definitely wasn't as well known as it is today. So it's something I've always wanted to do, and there's always been people who've had to go to university and have the right connections. But to have something like this Academy, which has given me the opportunity without saying, oh no, you need to be doing this, they haven't set any prerequisites, they've looked at me as a person and decided to take me on, has been a brilliant opportunity, especially for, I've been doing construction my entire life.
Wow.
Construction, I was a retained firefighter for a long time.
True.
And it's been a very, very big change.
Bit of a learning curve?
Oh yes, a very steep learning curve, but you definitely don't get judged here.
Good. Awesome.
If anything, it's always an opportunity for them to help you get better.
Yeah.
And they love it, they're brilliant.
I hear a lot of that, and considering it's my second week, as head of people and culture, it's very reassuring to hear a lot of the fact that there's so much collaboration, everybody helps each other, and the fact that everyone sings the praises of the company is awesome. Yeah. I think my only last question for you is going to be, what would be your hope for the next SwarmCon? If you could raise that bar even further, what would you kind of put on the wish list?
Oh, on the wish list. I'm not sure if I can pick a location as such, because I think the location was perfect, but if we outgrow somewhere as amazing as Bletchley, that's just going to be amazing to see the company grow so much. I think it's just going to be interesting to see how people have come on, especially as we do this every roughly 6 months.
Any particular talks or things like that, or people you'd like to see presenting?
It'd be nice to see some. We've got, maybe some of the listeners will know, we have a lot of people from around the world. The company is growing. It's not just a UK-based company, but even Dominican Republic. We have people all over Europe, some of the States. It'd be nice to hear some of their input, especially as people especially if they have different interests. So if one of them is really interested in research,
yeah,
and how to develop new tools and new ways of penetration testing, and how we can apply it as a company, but also, you know, across the board. So it'd be lovely to hear some of their input and how they can see things going in the future. And it'd be nice to know that if we could have a little talk from maybe the next layer of academy.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get the next layer of academy lined up and ready.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Bill.
Anytime.
I'll let you go back to the beers now. Hi, Doug. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good.
I just had a catch-up with Phil, chatting about SwarmCon and his perspective as an academy team member. He told me he caught the last one. But the main reason I'm chatting with everyone is to sort of find out how was this SwarmCon, number 7, what were the highlights, what was your kind of takeaways from today?
I think the venue was a massive highlight. The entire team absolutely loved that venue. And it's good to sort of walk around and see what happened back in the day in the history, and it's mind-boggling what they used to achieve with little to no technology. My highlights for this one, it's just watching the rooms sort of come to life with the talks. Everyone got involved. As we went through the day, people were getting more and more involved with the outside talks or the breakout talks. From SwarmCon 1 to SwarmCon 7, it did so many people, so many bright minds.
So, obviously, SwarmCon 1 was the very first one. And how many people were at that one?
Go with 4.
4. And you were one of the 4. So you're like one of the few people that can share the experience of then versus now. So
Yes. Obviously
size-wise it's gone up. Where was the first one?
South Wales.
So is this the one that I heard was in an Airbnb?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay.
I remember the name, just outside of Macken.
So I don't think you'd squeeze the current team into a little South Wales Airbnb.
I think the entire village.
Yeah.
Try and do that. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot smaller, more intimate affair, but there was only 4 of us.
Yeah. And so of the 4 of you, I'm guessing there were only 4 presentations. Or was it more of a conversation?
We sat on the sofa and we talked through what we wanted to build and why we wanted to build the company that we have built, addressing the issues that we all knew in the industry, and bringing that to the forefront so we can avoid the same mistakes. And I'll be on 4 years in now. And it's, we've kept to our word and we've addressed those issues.
That must make you really proud of
that. Yeah, it does. To be part of the journey from the start to where I am now, yes, it's been great watching it grow.
And today we had, obviously, a number of different presentations, yourself included. What would you say was your standout presentation from today?
The grads.
I
did the presentation. Yeah. It was great to see them grow into the positions they're at now and have a great understanding of what they're doing. And they've grabbed OSINT by the horns and they've wrangled it.
Yeah, I said the same to Anders when I spoke to him this morning. Part of the reason I wanted to talk to Phil is he's a member of the Academy. I think they were very much the standout for most people.
Yeah.
So great to hear that that's the same for you as well. So.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about the SwarmCon number 7? Or what are your aspirations even for number 8?
Silverstone.
Okay, we'll add it to the wish list.
Yeah, but it must involve track time as well.
A bit of track time. Okay, got that. I'll add it to the list.
No, I think for the next SwarmCon, I think we just continue doing what we're doing now, encouraging people to come out of their shell, encourage them to talk about what matters to them and what matters to COVID schools, and more importantly, the clients. So we should continue to do what we do.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm sat outside BrewDog, and now we're sat with Phil and Selena. We're just having a bit of a chat about how the day went at SwarmCon today, and I'd love to find out what you thought of today. Phil, what were your kind of takeaways from today? Because you're quite new, aren't you?
Yeah, only a few weeks in, but yeah, it was a cool day. The talks were great. nice to meet people. Yeah, nice culture, cool place.
Awesome. What do you think of the venue?
Yeah, the venue is cool. Very, like, I don't really know much about Enigma stuff before, so it's quite interesting seeing that all.
Fantastic. What was your highlight of the day, of all the presentations and getting together with everyone?
Probably the AI Vishig one talk.
Okay. Yeah, from Ian,
yeah, because that talk was just, oh, that was great.
Yeah, what was it? I went away from that one just being very shocked.
Did you?
I was very shocked. What was it for you?
I've been in the Red Team world a long time, so it's nothing like new from a technology perspective, just excellently done.
It was a very, very good presentation.
Yeah, the call at the end was just, that was good.
Yeah. So I had a chat with Anders this morning, and he mentioned on the podcast a little bit about how I was sat at the back of the room and Ian was having a conversation with Anders, and it was quite entertaining. I was just really shocked that there was that capability. I think it's always scary, to be honest, from a non-cyber background person. Yeah, as a kind of guy off the street, I was shocked.
Yeah, it's definitely a scary world of what is to come.
Exactly, yeah. Fab. And Selena, your background is also in cyber?
Yeah, but I've done pen testing before.
Yeah.
So no red team. This is my first time doing red team.
Okay. And I know, obviously, we've talked about how you heard about Covert Swarm.
That's right.
It would be great to hear from you. Obviously, we're on the podcast now. Tell us a little bit about how you heard about us and kind of listening to the podcast. Which podcast was it? And how did you get to the point of saying, I want to work for them?
So I don't remember which episode in particular I heard first, but I do remember searching on Spotify for a cybersecurity podcast in general, and I found Covert Swarm, and then from there I started doing some research and looking on another website, and I thought it was a really interesting way to work, and the culture seemed to be close to what I was looking for. So
that's amazing. Because how long have you been here now?
About 2-3 weeks, so not much.
Still really new. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you're still very new, but is the culture everything you hoped?
So far, yeah, definitely. And the hive mentality, you really feel like everyone is trying to help everyone.
I hear a lot of that, which is really, really encouraging. And I know you've obviously flown in from your location, haven't you? So you come in from
Madrid.
Madrid. And how are you kind of adjusting? Have you been to the UK before?
I used to live in Cornwall for a bit.
Oh, wow. John, when you said Cornwall, I heard it in your accent. You picked up on the British twang there. Fabulous. And what was your highlight from today then?
I think the vishing talk as well. Ian's talk was great. And even though it's nothing new to us, because we have heard of this technique, I think the AI aspect of it is really interesting, because it's a growing field now. That could be really interesting in the future. Yeah.
I know, obviously, I've worked in tech for a while, and sometimes I've talked to some people in tech roles, and they feel a little bit of angst around the AI and the fact that, is it going to be able to do what I do? Is it going to try and replace me? I think we saw some hiccups from AI today. It's not completely perfect, it's not infallible.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel that there's a growing world of AI within cyber?
Yeah, definitely. Today I think it's a really helpful tool, and I'm not really scared that it's going to replace our job, and if it does, we'll buy something else. But I think it's a really useful tool, especially for social engineering, and probably for many other things, but yeah, it's a very interesting approach.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
While you're still here, we'd love to tell you more about Covert Swarm. Our unique Red Team subscription service emulates genuine unlimited scope cyber attacks using our own swarm of ethical hackers. Want to test your exposure to social engineering attacks? No problem. Want to understand what a ransomware attack could do to your business? We'll make that happen. Are you kept awake at night by security risks in your tech stack? We'll find them before they do. We'll even cover your regulatory pen test reporting requirements. Everything Covert Swarm delivers flows through our Offensive Operations Center platform, allowing you to plan and see where our attacks are taking place, gain rapid insights into where your next breach point exists, and enables you to direct our swarm of ethical hackers to explore specific areas of your estate on demand. We even communicate with your team in real time via Slack. So ditch the limited scopes, infrequent testing, and over-restrictive rules of engagement. And subscribe to Covert Swarm today. Learn more at covertswarm.com. See you on the next episode.